What up, Coach?
How are we doing?
How you doing, man? Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Damn.
Exciting day and night.
I bet it was.
Crazy.
Man, I don't want to play poker against you, though, man. You said your face, you didn't show any excitement potential. You're a good one, bro. You're the man. I'll tell you what, that dude is a freaking behemoth. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he's a big man.
Oh, God. Appreciate you doing this. So can we go like 15 like you're talking about on him?
Yeah,
in that range?
Yeah.
Great. Yep. So here we go, sir. In 3, 2, and 1. Welcome once again to In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics, as always, in our outstanding studios. And boy, we're making a habit out of this, Coach, huh? I guess we'd have to catch up on a regular basis. You keep breaking news and having major signings like this, we're definitely going to do that. How about Orlando Brown? Just a mountain of a man, 6'8", over 360 pounds. I mean, what a signing by the Cincinnati Bengals. And I would think the quarterback, Joe Burrow, would say, nice.
Yeah, I heard he's a little excited. Yeah.
I bet you are too, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of came out a little bit of nowhere. Really excited. Those guys upstairs did a great job. Duke and his crew, fantastic job getting this done, and just keep adding good players to the roster. That always helps. We're excited. I'm excited about it.
I'll tell you, the $31 million signing bonus, a record for offensive tackle. I mean, that's something to think about right there in terms of commitment. But this guy is special. There's only 4 players in the National Football League, 4 offensive linemen that made 4 straight Pro Bowls. Orlando Brown is the only tackle. You have Jason Kelce at center, Joel Bitonio, and Quentin Nelson at guard that have made 4 straight Pro Bowls, but the only tackle to do it is Orlando Brown. That speaks volumes right there about his abilities, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And he's done an impressive job. He's actually done that on both sides, right? Right side in Baltimore, and he's been with Kansas City on the left, and it just shows you what a good football player he is, and he's got some good genes.
Boy, does he ever! That's a heck of a gene. His dad was the original Zeus. He's pretty impressive. When you look at it, like you say, both sides, and then what about the quarterbacks he's played with? Just Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and now Joe Burrow. What? I mean, a lot of guys would like to have that for a roll call for quarterbacks that you're blocking for. And then in Baltimore, it was more, you know, run the ball 30, 35 times a game. And then in Kansas City, throw the ball 40, 45 times a game. And he's proven that he can do either on both sides of the line of scrimmage. That's a valuable, versatile guy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's impressive. He's a guy that's come in the league and shown and proven through what he's put on the field and shown on tape that what he can do. And it's not maybes or what ifs or, you know, hope so's. He's gone out there and done it. So proof's in the pudding, as they say, right?
No question. And he seems like, I saw him on ESPN earlier in the week, and he's very intelligent, articulate, you know, young man. There's no question about that. I mean, he seems to have all that, and he seems to be, you know, driven. He loves football. He wants to build on the legacy that his father started, and he seems, you know, like real conscientious about doing things right, you know, to honor his dad. I mean, that's a big motivator right there, isn't it?
Huge, huge. It's that legacy is very important to him. It's a big part of his makeup and his character as a man. It's the discussions that I've had with him that's come through. Huge, and hearing him, listening to him talk about his approach that influence has had on him, and he's exciting guy to talk to. Like he's got a little juice to him, a little energy, so I'm excited to get to work with him.
You talk about length a lot, Coach, as being a primary asset and a requisite to success in the National Football League. This dude is long, isn't he?
He's long, he's broad, and like I mentioned to you the other day, he uses his length. That's important. Hands in the NFL, being able to play with length, especially in pass protection, is invaluable. And some guys have length, they don't use it, and some guys don't have measurable length, but they maximize their length. You gotta play with length. Makes life so much easier, puts you more in control. You're dictating a little bit more and a little less reactionary to the defender. So he's got great length. There's no doubt about it.
And he's not a stiff. I mean, this guy has got some fluidity to him. And he gets to that second level. I've seen him throw defensive backs around in space. I mean, you know, they're trying to juke him or whatever, and he's just tossing them around, you know, like they're children out there. A lot of times he's got some athleticism to him, doesn't he?
He does. He fits that old moniker that he's like a big dancing bear out there. He's a big man with nimble feet, and he can use his hands while he moves his feet. That's another thing a lot of guys struggle with. Their feet stop when they need to use their hands. He's a guy that can do both. So it's impressive. He's coordinated that way. And a lot of good stuff there.
You know, when we went to the Super Bowl the first couple of times in the 80s, our bell cow, our anchor, our stud, Anthony Munoz, you know, Hall of Famer, perennial Pro Bowler, just like Orlando's, you know, four straight Pro Bowls. Anthony went like 12 times to the Pro Bowl. It wasn't a Pro Bowl if he wasn't there, kind of thing. And so it was always like he was our eraser. And we don't have to worry about he's going to, you know, obliterate that guy. Let's make sure we take care of business over here. We got a slide. What do we have to do? Is Orlando Brown that kind of guy? Is he that kind of a bell cow for your offensive line?
He's I'm not going to compare him to Anthony Munoz.
Right.
No one compares to that guy. He's right. The best that's ever played, period.
No doubt.
But he's talented. He's a good player. And really more credit to the guys that rush in this league now. Left side, right side, it's really irrelevant in modern NFL with the edge rushers.
Right.
And with such a more of a pass heavy league and modern football, you're always utilizing chips, whether it's on the line of scrimmage or formationally to widen or slow down rushes, or let alone the old school back out of the backfield. So to say we're never going to do that is 100% accurate. Everyone does that regardless who it is, every lineman in the league. But he is talented. He's a guy that we definitely could solidify, counting on him quite a bit to be on an island. That's obviously why we brought him here, and looking forward to working with him and taking that next step with our room.
And you know, talk about culture that this football team has built. This guy, I mean, he fits right in. Like we talked about, very intelligent. You know, he's going to be a plus in the locker room. He's a Super Bowl champion. He just won a Super Bowl. And he's coming to your locker room with a Super Bowl ring on his finger from last season. That's big. I mean, guys gravitate toward that type of thing. You assume an automatic leadership position when you've done that sort of thing.
Yeah, he knows what a winning culture looks like. He came from a big-time college football program in Oklahoma, and he's been with the successful teams in the league. And like you said, winning the Super Bowl and then being in the Pro Bowl 4 years in a row, you know, he brings a little bit something to the table to add to what we've got going on and building here, which is fantastic. Now we got three guys in the O-line room. I've got Super Bowl rings. So not real far for guys in this room to look to see how do you get there? How do you get over the hump? You know, they got three guys in the room to look to for some advice or how they saw things. So it's exciting.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, Karras has got two Super Bowl rings at the center position. Cap has got one at right guard. And now Big Zeus at the left tackle. That's pretty strong. And man, you look at it, he was very adamant about wanting to play the left tackle position. In conversations that you had with him, is there any room for going to either side of the line of scrimmage, or is he pretty much your left tackle at this point in time?
Yeah, he's going to be our left tackle. He's a unique guy. He's played both sides and been to the Pro Bowl. It's incredible.
Right.
That's impressive to say the least. But we brought him here to be that left tackle.
So then let's talk about the right tackle position. I mean, it's going to be a derby out there, isn't it? You've got guys that are rehabbing from injury, but You know, Deontay Smith, Jonah Williams, just looking at the roster here, Hakeem Adeniji, Jackson Carmen, Isaiah Prince, Cochran, we talked about earlier a little bit. I mean, all these guys have played some snaps at that right tackle position. You have a derby going on there at the right tackle spot, and some of these guys came in the league very high draft picks, very highly acclaimed. And then and the all-important third tackle, the swing tackle is big. I mean, but you have multiple candidates, and that's not – free agents not over yet. Are you guys laying in the weeds with something else for us, Coach, or even the draft, other people you could add to the mix? Yeah, you got a nice little competition going on at training camp for that right tackle position and you know, backup spots from that offensive line, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we see competition always brings out the best in everybody. Obviously, you got LC as well.
Rehabbing, LC, right?
You know, we'll move Jonah over there, and so it's we feel really good about that, bringing out the best out of everybody, and then just making the line stronger. So that's what's unique about this league. I mean, it's a competitive league, and that's why only the best carve out a career and play in this league. So it's no different. We're just a microcosm of the whole league in general. So we're excited for that to develop and bring out the best of what we got here in our room in the offensive line.
Now, you know, LC and Jonah will stay out there at the tackle position, but some of these other guys that I listed, I mean, they're candidates to be able to give you that versatility depth, be able to kick inside to play some guard as well as tackle potential. I mean, you're looking for that kind of a guy too, aren't you?
Absolutely. We talked about this before. I mean, you dress eight guys on game day, you got to have position flex. It's a must. It's a line one, especially if you're not solidified as a starter. And even the guys have been in the league long enough where you've had years where your starting guard is your backup center. So if the center goes down, that starting guard's moving over to center, and you're bringing in a guy to fill in that guard spot that voided. So sometimes that's how your depth is built. So it's one example of flexibility is an utmost in this league, and it's something every team's dealing with.
You know, it's amazing. Back to Orlando Brown for a second. Here's a second generation NFL player. So he grows up around the game of football. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's in his blood. He sees his dad, the commitment that his dad had to make to succeed in the National Football League. And that was just, that's part of his DNA. That's part of his environment. That's part of his upbringing. I mean, and then unfortunately, you know, his dad passes at a very young age, at 40 years old, and Orlando Brown is only 15-year-old young kid. And to take on that type of burden and responsibility, I mean, I can't imagine that. But he had to probably grow up pretty fast, you know, in a lot of ways. And he's come out the other end with a career like he's building on right now. His dad, God rest his soul, is definitely proud of the legacy that his son's building. There's no question.
Huge. We talked about this the other day. It shows you the intangibles that this guy brings to the table, having to go through that adversity with his dad passing at a young age, and how he's come through it and the career that he's had in the NFL. It speaks volumes. And this league is not easy, and he's proven those intangibles that you need to survive and thrive in this league. He's got it. And I think he leans on that legacy and that relationship with his dad. It keeps that burning desire for him to keep having to not so much prove himself, but keep making his dad proud. I mean, you could just feel it and sense it, that's really a huge motivator for him. And his dad was something special. Now, he was a talented player. So he saw what it, growing up with his dad, what it took, you know, to play at such a high level in this league. So that's another invaluable experience that he's had. So he's a unique guy from that perspective and his upbringing. And I'm real excited to get him here and getting to work with him and starting to install the playbook with him.
I remember Oklahoma talking about his demeanor as a person and his qualities as a human being, his leadership ability and all that were top, top shelf. And this football team has done an unbelievable job, like we talked about, building the culture. A lot of team captains, whether it was high school, college, or even NFL level. You got a bunch of them all over your roster that you've either brought in from other teams or drafted yourselves. And this guy falls into that category. And almost every one of your offensive linemen, probably every one of the guys that are going to end up starting the season, fit that mold. I mean, they were captains at some level, you know. I mean, high leadership characteristics as well as an ability to play football. I mean, you have an offensive lineman that's built in not only talent, but so many of the intangibles that you're talking about, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, that's been line one for how Zach wanted to build this team, and him and Duke have done an outstanding job of bringing those type of guys in. And football character is huge. You know, you know that playing in the league, my experience as a player in the league, it's the men, the makeup of that men in the locker room go a lot farther, in my opinion, than just pure talent or X's and O's will ever get you. You got to have leadership, and it's got to come from the locker room. I mean, I don't care if you got Vince Lombardi coaching your team. If you don't have a strong makeup in that locker room, you're going to struggle because it's never easy. You're going to have ebbs and flows. That's just the nature of the league. It's competitive. It's a grinder, and only the strong survive. But it's the mentally tough, and it's the leadership that come from the locker room. And I've been telling my room since I came back here, this is one of the best locker rooms I've ever been around. And I've been around some good ones, even back in my playing days with the Niners back in the 90s. It's impressive. We got some impressive guys in that locker room that know how to carry themselves. They're at the utmost highest level for football character and teammates that you can get. And it's a credit to Zach and Duke and what they've built here.
There's no doubt. And it is incredible. And I always talk about the lack of jerk factor. I mean, there's zero jerk factor on the football team. In the offensive line, man, I mean, there's not even a scent, not even a sniff, a jerk factor. I mean, it is an incredible group. And like you're talking about earlier, 11 guys on offense starting the football game. There's going to be other contributors, obviously, but five of them are offensive linemen. You know, almost 50% of it are guys that are operating as five, trying to be one, you know, and it's so big, so important. And man, you added a gem. You added a good one, Coach. It was big, both figuratively and literally. That was a big addition to a football team.
No question. Like I said, mentioned before, hats off to Duke and his crew for getting that done. I came out of nowhere.
Really?
Heard some rumblings yesterday that this might come. I was like, that was the farthest thing from my mind hitting this. And this, like, wow, okay. So that's hats off to those guys getting it done. And just really excited about going to work with this guy and keep building and getting us over that hump and getting that ring.
Coach, appreciate your time on such short notice. Last night it was like, I can't believe we got Orlando Brown. This is unbelievable. Here we go. Thanks for your quick response in such a short time frame. You are the best, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate it. No worries. Enjoy it. Always enjoy it.
Thank you. Have a great one.
You too.
Thanks so much, sir. You're the best. That was awesome.